We're up to Perek Shnei Maaser, the 12th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, of the Laws of Prayer. This is on Daf Chav Zayin in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Rabbi Moshe instituted for the Jewish people, Shikorim B'Torah B'Rabin, that there should be a public Torah reading, Shabbos V'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shachris, Shabbos and Monday and Thursday in the morning. So the 3 days should not go by without hearing words of Torah. Ezra instituted that Torah should also be read on the afternoon of Shabbos because of those people who sit in the corners, in other words, people who don't make it to shul even Monday and Thursday. The He also instituted a more specific form for the Monday and Thursday reading. He said that three people read, and they should read no less than 10 sentences. The following are the days in which the Torah is read publicly. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the holidays. Rosh Chodesh, the new moons, the Betanias and fast days, the Chanukah and Purim, and Monday and Thursday of every week. The only time that you read the Haftorah from the prophets is on the Shabbos, or on the holiday, or on the 9th of Av. Halacha Gimel. In Karim B'Torah B'Tzibur B'Pas Mesar Nashim G'dolim B'nei Chorin. You do not read publicly in the Torah with less than 10 adult free men. In Karim B'Pas Mesar P'sukim, and you read no less than a total of 10 sentences. V'Dabar Olam B'nei Minyan, the Pasuk V'Dabar Hashem Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, does count as one of the 10. Well, you are Kohen Pas Mishlosh Anoshim, and you shouldn't have less than 3 people reading. You don't start reading a portion and read less than 3 sentences. You do not leave over in a section if there's less than 3 sentences left over. The reader should never read less than 3 sentences. Dalit. Shlosh Shakara Sapsukim. If 3 people read 10 sentences, Shnayim Korim Shlosha, V'Echad Arba. 2 of them read 3 and 3, and 1 reads 4. U'Bein Shaya Kore Arba, Rishon, or Achron, or Amtsai, Haleza Meshubach. In any case, whether the person who reads the 4 sentences is the first or the last or the middle one, it is all praiseworthy. So there's a reason for having him read in each of those positions before any of them is fine. Halacha Hei. Kolechem Bechem in the Korim Pasech Sefer Torah. Each one of the readers should open the Torah, and look at the place that he's reading in. Then he says, Baruch Hashem and Baruch, bless Hashem who is blessed. Cholam onim, and all the people answer, Baruch Hashem and Baruch, Lord of Boy, blessed is Hashem who is blessed forever and ever. Then he returns and he says the blessing. Baruch Hashem and Kinim Melech Ha'olam, we bless you, Hashem, King of the world. Shabbat Habon, Cholamim, who chose us from all of the nations. Benosim Alas Torah, so gave us his Torah. Baruch Hashem, we bless Hashem, Nosin HaTorah, who gives us the Torah. And we call on and amen, and all of the people answer amen. Then he reads until he completes the reading. The Golol HaSefer, he rolls up the Torah scroll, and then he says the blessing afterwards. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we bless Hashem, Asher Nasa Manu Torah Sa Torah Sam, as who gave us his Torah, his true Torah, V'chai Olam Natu V'Sochenu, and he planted eternal life in our midst. Baruch Atah Hashem, we bless Hashem, Nosin HaTorah, who gives us the Torah. The reader of the Torah is not supposed to start reading until the congregation finishes saying Amen. If you read and made a mistake, even in the pronunciation of one letter, we make him go back until he reads it exactly. 2 people shouldn't read the Torah together, only one alone. If he, as he was reading, he became silent, he got stuck. Someone should stand in his place. He should start in the place where the first one who was silenced started. And he says the blessing afterwards. The reader is not supposed to read until the leader of the congregation tells him to read. Even the chazan, the tetrader of the congregation, or the president, the head of the congregation, should not read by himself until the congregation, or the greatest one in the congregation, tells him to read. One person is supposed to stand with him when he reads, like the reader who stands with the people who read, like the official of the synagogue who stands with the people. So even though he's reading himself, you need the official to stand there. The reader can skip from place to place in the same subject. He can start Achrimos, which talks about Yom Kippur, and he can skip a little bit later to Ach Ba'aser on the 10th day, also talks about Yom Kippur in a portion of Emor. Provided that he doesn't read by heart. You're not allowed to read from the not written text, even one word. If he's skipping, he should not pause only enough so that the translator translates the sentence. Once the translator is finished, the person who's reading has to already have found where he wants to continue reading. Once the reader starts reading the Torah, also you're not allowed to talk, even in words of halacha. And a kol shomim v'sholskim, everyone listens and is quiet. They pay attention to what he's reading. Shadam, as it says, the ears of all the people were to the Torah. You're not allowed to leave the synagogue when the reader is reading. But you are allowed to leave between one person and another. Someone who's constantly studying Torah. The Torasum Naso, and Torah is his whole occupation. He can study Torah when the reader is reading. From the time of Ezra, it was the custom that there would be a translator translating for the people what the reader is reading, so they could understand. The reader reads only one sentence and is quiet, and then the translator translates it. And then he returns and reads the second sentence. The reader is not allowed to read more than one sentence for the translator. The reader is not supposed to read loud in a louder voice than the translator. Nor is the translator supposed to read in a louder voice than the reader. The translator cannot translate until the sentence is completed by the reader. Nor is the reader allowed to read another sentence until the translation is finished by the translator. The translator is not supposed to lean neither on a beam or on the stand. He must stand with fear and awe. He should translate not from a written a source, but orally. The reader is not allowed to help the translator. People shouldn't say that the translation is written in the Torah. A child can translate for an adult who is reading. It is not the honor of an adult to translate for a child who is reading. You shouldn't have two people translating. One reader and one translator. Not all sentences are translated in public. The following things are read and not translated because people might misunderstand them. So we read them, but we don't translate. The story of Reuben, what he did with Bilhah, the concubine of his father, the blessings of the Kohanim, because it says there, may God shine his face upon you, and we might think that that means that God is unfairly good with the Jews, and he doesn't judge them in a righteous way, in a proper way. The story of the golden calf from the part of Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, until Vayar Moshe Sa'am, as well as the pasuk beginning with Vayigav Hashem Sa'am. All those sentences talk about Aaron's role in the golden calf, and they could be misunderstood, and too much blame might be put on Aaron. So we don't translate them. Umayis Amnon b'makom shenema Amnon b'David nikra v'lo metargim. In the story of Amnon, which is in the Nevi'im, we don't have that in any Haftarah, but as the Kasher Mishnah points out, the Haftarah, you could pick whichever reading from the prophets you wanted. And if you choose to read the story of Amnon, where it says Amnon ben David, Amnon the son of David, nikra v'lo metargim, you read it and you don't translate it. That's the story of Amnon who raped his half-sister, and it doesn't reflect very well on David when Amnon is mentioned as the son of David, so people would misunderstand that, and therefore we don't translate that. If you read the Haftarah in the prophets, you have to first read, that person who reads the Haftarah has to first read from the Torah, even if he's just reading three sentences. He repeats what was read before him. You shouldn't read the Haftarah until the Torah scroll is rolled together. You shouldn't read less than 21 sentences. And it's all, if the whole subject is completed in less than 21 sentences, he doesn't have to add. 21 is 3 times the 7 readers. If you read 10 sentences and the translator translated them, it's enough. Even if the matter is not completed, you read in one prophet, and even two people can translate it at the same time. You can skip from one subject to another, which you can't do with the Torah. You can't skip from one prophet to another. Only in the 12 prophets that are small, it's considered all one book, and you can skip from one to another. As long as you don't go from the end of the book back to the beginning. Whoever is skipping should only take enough time when he skips, no more than it takes for the translator to translate. Once the translator is finished, he has to be at his new place that he wants to read from. When you're reading for the in the prophet, you should read 3 sentences for the translator, and the translator should translate them one after the other. If the 3 sentences were 3 separate portions, you shouldn't read for the reader only one at a time, since each one is different. If you say the Haftarah in the prophets, you say in front of it one blessing. Blessed is Hashem who has chosen the prophets, etc. He says afterwards 4 blessings. The first blessing he ends with the words of Kelanem and B'chol Devarav. The second one, Chosen Bar Bono Yishlai, he ends who rebuilds Jerusalem. Shlish is the third one, Chosen Bar Magen David, he ends the shield of David. The V is Chosen Bar Inyan Kedusha Sayon, Moshe Chosen Bar Tefillah. The fourth one, he talks about the holiness of the day, just as he does at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, then the reader does mention the Rosh Chodesh in the last blessing, and just as he does during the Shemoneh Esrei. The Ravid says, "An Almer Misamech Tzion Bevaneha." Instead of Bani Yerushalayim, the Ravid says, "We say who makes joy to Tzion in her children." And the Kesef Mishnah says that's our custom as well. Kesef Mishnah has a lengthy discussion here about the fact that the bracha before the Haftarah is one blessing, and yet it contains Baruch Atah Hashem twice. Once at the beginning and once in the middle. He gives various answers for it. One of the answers that he gives is that the first one, the first part of the blessing, is to praise the prophets and talk about the role of the true prophets. And the second one is to talk about the greatness of the Torah and Moshe. And so, since they're two like different subjects, we start again with Baruch Atah Hashem. He gives other answers there as well. Halacha de Zayin. Kamehina Koran. How many people are supposed to read in the Torah? Shabbos, B'Shach, Shabbos in the morning, Koran Shiva. 7 people read. Yom Kippur, Shishan, Yom Kippur, 6. Yom Tov, Chamisha, on Yom Tov, 5. In Parach Simehem, you don't read any less. Avul Masif in the land, but you can have more. Rosh Chodesh and Mechol Shemod Kon Arba on Rosh Chodesh, or on the intermediate days of the festival, 4 people read. The Shabbos of Yom Kippur and B'Mincha, Shabbos, Yom Kippur at Mincha, B'Sheni B'Chamishi Shekol Hashana, Monday and Thursday of the whole year, B'Chanukah B'Purim B'Shachris, Chanukah Purim in the morning, Me'atayinus B'Shachris B'Mincha, the fast days in the morning and in the afternoon, Kon Shlosha, 3 people read. You read no less than that number, nor any more. A woman shouldn't read the Torah publicly because of the honor of the congregation. A child who knows how to read and knows to who is being blessed can be counted as one of the readers. You can also count the one who reads the Torah as one of the required number. Because he does read the Torah. However, if the reader said a Kaddish between the last Aliyah and the one who gets Mafter, in Olam and Aminyan, then he doesn't count as one of the seven or six or whatever the number that is required. If no one in the congregation could read, only one person, he goes up and he reads, and then he goes up again and reads a second time and a third time, until he finishes the amount of people who have to be called for that day. In all of these readings, Kohen Korah Rishon, Vachav Levi, Vachav Yisrael. First a Kohen reads, then a Levi, then a Yisrael. Nowadays the widespread custom is that even an ignorant Kohen reads before a great wise man who is an Israelite and not a Kohen. The greater the person is in wisdom, the earlier should be his call to read the Torah. But the last one who rolls up the Sefer Torah after finishing the reading, he gets the reward of all of them. Therefore, he goes up and completes the reading, even the greatest of the congregation, because the Rambam says that's a special aliyah. If there is no Kohen, then a Yisrael goes up for the first Aliyah. A Levi shouldn't follow a Yisrael. If there is no Levi, the Kohen who went first reads the second time in the place of the Levi. You shouldn't have one Kohen read after the other. People will say the first Kohen must have not been good. That's why there's a second Kohen. You shouldn't have one Levi after another. Perhaps they'll say, well, one of them wasn't a good Levi, he was disqualified, and that's why you have the second one. What is the order of the reading of the Torah? After the davening, any day in which there is Musav, after the reader finishes the morning prayer, Omer Kaddish, he says the Kaddish, Moses, he takes out the Torah scroll, he calls each and every one of the congregation. He calls one by one the members of the congregation, and they go up and read the Torah. When he finishes, he brings the Sefer Torah back to its place. And he says Kaddish. And then they pray the additional service. Days that have both Mafter and Musaf. It's customary to say Kaddish before the Mafter goes up. Some places don't say it before, but after the Mafter. On the Mincha of Shabbos and of Yom Kippur, once the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Hillel David, Ashrei, and the Seder Yom, the Uvel Tzion, Vat HaKadosh, and so on, Omer Kaddish, he says Kaddish, Umozi Sefer Torah, he takes out the Sefer Torah, Volin V'Karim Bo, and they go up and read in it, Machziro, and he returns it, V'yom HaKaddish, he says Kaddish again, Aspalon HaMincha, then they pray the afternoon prayer. V'chein B'Tainis, the same with the fast day, Karim B'Mincha, they read at the Mincha, V'akachem HaKaddish, and Aspalon Tulos Mincha, then he says Kaddish, and they pray the Mincha prayer. On Yom Tov, it's not customary to read the Torah at Mincha. Chabeis, the Yom Shein Bo Musaf, a day that has no Musaf, the Shagomer Tefillah Shachris, when he finishes the morning prayer, on the Kaddish, he says Kaddish. On Moses Sefer Torah, and then he takes out the Sefer Torah, the Korim Bo, and you read it, on Machzira, and he returns it, on the Kaddish, he says Kaddish again. Then he says Tilal David, we started with Ashrei, the Seder Yom and the Uvel Tzion, Vat HaKadosh, and so on. Kedar Shalom B'chol Yom, lest you would say on any day. From a Kaddish, and at the end of that he says the full Kaddish. B'cholam Niftarim, and then everyone goes home. Chav Gimel. Ein Karim B'chumashim, Brabotik Nisiyas. You cannot read a Chumash, that is a scroll containing only separately each of the five books. You cannot read that in the shul. You should cover tzibur for the honor of the congregation. You don't roll the Torah scroll from one place to another in the congregation because of the honor of the congregation. You do not make them bother to stand around until the Sefer Torah is rolled up. Therefore, if they have to read two different things, you should take out two Torah scrolls. One person shouldn't read one thing, one subject, one portion, let's say, out of two Sefer Torahs. Because people will say there must have been something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. That's why he's reading in the second one. Chavdalet. Kala Golo Sefer Torah. Whoever rolls up the Sefer Torah, Golo Lo Mibachutz, rolls it from the outside. Kshumahatka, when he tightens it, Mahatka Mibachnim, he tightens it from the inside. This is a very ambiguous statement, and there are many, many possible ways of interpreting it. The Kesef Mishnah brings various interpretations. Rashi says that the rolling of the Sefer Torah is referring to a person who has the Sefer Torah in his lap and he's rolling it. And he should roll the outer side. If he tries to roll the inner side, the outer side, the one that's the outer side of the Torah may fall down onto the floor. So he should be holding on, the inner side is in, and the outer side is the one he should be holding on and rolling as he rolls the Sefer Torah. That's how Rashi learns. The part about Mahatko Mibifnim, when he tightens it on the inside, Tosfos learns that's referring to when he makes the knot, on, when he ties up the Torah, the tie should be on the inside, not on the outer side. Because that way, when you put it down with the bottom on the bottom, and the part that you read on the top, and then you simply untie the knot that you made there. There are various other interpretations, and you can look in the Kesef Mishnah for further interpretations of this. The Tzorach Lamido LaTafar Kedei Shelo Yikara. When you roll the Sefer Torah together, you have to put it on the seam so that it shouldn't tear. It's less likely to tear when it's there on the seam. Makum Shematzian Sefer Torah, Acha Shekarim Bo, in a place where they take the Sefer Torah out. After they read in it, Melechon Osel Abayis Acha, they bring it to another house, Latzniyo, to put it away. In a Tzibur Shalotis, that she ate the Sefer Torah, the congregation is not allowed to go out before the Sefer Torah goes out. The Yilav also, they should accompany it. The Hei Machrov, they should be following it. And a Makum Shematzian also Bo, until the place in which the Sefer Torah is put away.